Back here on the Refs Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan, I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. We're tapping into the Brinker's Jewelers hotline. You know, a lot of people think it's football season. We're around the corner from basketball season. No. It is soccer season, and Matt Sturgeon, the head coach over at North, he will attest to that. The Huskies, after winning their first sectional since 2016, getting ready for the regional championship tomorrow against Bloomington South. Coach, really appreciate you carving out a few minutes for us.
Always a pleasure, Brad. Thanks for having me.
Take me through the mojo, the pixie dust on this run. That's not to say that it's all magic and no talent. You guys have a lot of it. But to win the sectional for the first time since 2016, to make it past a really good Jeffersonville team from just earlier this week, a couple of days ago, what has made this run go?
It's definitely been a magical run, Brad. I've told people in passing that have congratulated us, you know, this group, it's a special group. We've done it as a collective unit. Every team that we've played, from Wrights to Harrison to Memorial to Jeffersonville through this run in the state tournament, our opponent has had the best player on the field. We've never played in a game where we have the guy on the field that people are zoning in on. We are just doing it as a team. This team has really gelled and peaked at the right time. Our defense is locked down at the moment, and our guys in the midfield, like Brooks Carroll and Eli Heil and Jaden Zadella, they're really, really winning the midfield battles, and I'm proud of this team all the way from the front to the back, and how we've really come together as a collective unit.
Yeah, nothing brings a group of players, a team, together like a postseason run, but it's kind of chicken and the egg as well. The further you go in the postseason, the tighter the guys probably feel. But then again, you guys got to be really tight in order to make a run like this. I know that you are a couple of games removed from it, really one game removed from it. I want to ask you about Memorial. That is a historic program. They are a perennial powerhouse in the SIAC, in the section. So you guys beat them for your first sectional championship since 2016, about a week ago. Take me through that game, a 1-0 win. Obviously, again, like I said, a really good program, well coached. How'd you guys get that done?
Yeah, when you think about soccer in Evansville, Memorial always tends to come top of mind. Bill Beath, he's a legend. Memorial, fantastic program with all the state titles. And once again, you know, they had arguably the three best players on the field, with, you know, Bennett, Havel, and Tosh. So those three guys were obviously focal points for us. And just that game, I mean, we thought we were going to go toe-to-toe with them right out of the gate. We found out quickly that Memorial just had too much pressure for us to withstand. Havel hit the post first 3 to 5 minutes of the game, and they were all over us. So we had to make a tactical change about 12 minutes into the match, and it really withstood pressure. We got a goal out of the tactical change, and like I told people in that game, from the goal to the final whistle, Memorial took us for a ride, and we just rode along.
Again, Matt Sturgeon, the head coach for North Soccer, is here on WREF, the Brinker's Jewelers phone line. Brinker's Jewelers can be found on the corner of Green River Road and the Lloyd Expressway in Evansville tradition since 1972. That little green box from Brinker's Jewelers. Also find them online at brinkersjewelers.com. To get to the regional championship, which will be tomorrow, and we will talk about that with head coach Matt Sturgeon here on WREF, the Huskies had to take down the Red Devils of Jeffersonville. And you got to go back 13 years for the last time that North, rather, the first time that North won their sectional. And in that year, they knocked off Jeffersonville in the regional, so only poetic that it happened again. But of course, one guy that was not there to see it, though you were there, coach, was Price Hurst, and the sophomore scores 2 goals. Brace, and he's the difference in this game. Again, you guys scoring 2 goals in the second half and end up winning this one 3-1. Take me through his performance in the biggest game of his life, at least so far, in that moment, how and why he came up big for you guys.
Well, last night was a heck of a night for our guys. I can tell you, Jeffersonville, they came out swinging, and they put the pressure on right out of the gate. Once again, you know, we limped into halftime, tied 1-1, but you could definitely tell that Jeffersonville had the momentum. They were the better team in the first half. So once again, we make a tactical change at halftime. We actually put the guys in a formation that we hadn't ran all season, and that included Price Hurst in the second half up top in a two-striker system. And we knew we had to do what we had to do in the midfield to change, kind of flip the game on its head out of Jeffersonville's favor, put Price in positions up top for him to hold up play, get him in dangerous areas. As you know, Price is our leading goal scorer this season, and Price really turned it on in the second half and provided that relief that our guys needed up top and put himself in the right times and scored both goals in the second half to take us to victory. So I'm really proud of Price. I'm really proud of my midfield and the defense. Everybody really just turned it on the second half. They adjusted to the change that we put in front of them, and they won themselves a pretty good ball game.
Again, Matt Sturgeon here on WREF, the North Boys soccer coach, getting ready for the next step in this magical run, the regional championship against Bloomington South. And that is a really good team. Then again, so are you. You've got to be really good in order to make it to a regional championship. Coach, what's it going to take to continue this run and get a victory against the Panthers on Saturday?
Yeah, when you get to this point, there's only 8 teams left in the state, so there's no pushover games left. So, you know, it's really all about mental focus, who's got the highest energy, highest work rate, and a little bit of luck. You know, we look at the Panthers and what they've been doing this year. We have about 4 like opponents. Results are very, very similar. And from what we know about Bloomington South, we have not played them in probably about 10 years as well. So it's another rematch that's been waiting for years. And but what we know about them is they're very, very similar to us, similar style of play. It's almost like looking in the mirror with their results on the season and their style of play. So it's going to be kind of a toe-to-toe battle. What I think, who runs the style of play better and who has to make the tactical changes and who gets a little bit of luck on their side.
I guess so, but Coach, you talk about tactical changes, and if you guys have to make one, I don't know if that's necessarily a bad thing. It really has been the catalyst for you guys getting here. I don't know how many times, multiple, you guys have, or you yourself, have talked about making those changes in the biggest moments of the season, changing what you do in the sectional, changing what you did all season against Jeffersonville. That, of course, comes from you and your coaching staff. What gives you the confidence in your guys to think on the fly, create on the fly, and adjust on the fly when you make not a slight but a major change in a very major situation as you have this entire run?
I think it's just the flexibility of our group because we have so much depth, and we have key guys that are sitting on the bench that we can plug into areas and formations and tactical changes that most coaches don't have the luxury of. We don't have the big flashy names or the guys with the incredible stat lines. We just have about 20 really good soccer players that can adapt. They're tested. You know, we had 3 PK shootouts over the course of the season. They have tons of experience in pressure situations, which really plays into our favor. And I think just having that depth of 20 players that can just play anywhere in the field, we can shift things around, that really plays in our favor, and a bunch of coachable kids as well.
Coach, can't thank you enough for taking the time. Congratulations, of course, on the run so far, but I don't want to congratulate you too much because I know that the job is not done. You guys have some magical stuff happening over on the north side, representing the city really well. Can't thank you enough for taking the time, but also congratulations. Good luck. against Bloomington South. It's a really good team, but then again, so are you. They've got to beat you, and everything that you guys have done, awesome to see, so congrats.
I appreciate it, Brad. Hopefully we can still be talking 3 wins from now.
No doubt. I like it. That's Matt Sturgeon, the head coach for the North Huskies here on WREF, the Brinkers Jewelers phone line. With that, we take a step aside. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Ref's Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan on 97.7. Listen to TheRef.com and the WREF mobile app.